This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Thursday, the 30th of May. Prep tip of the day. It's a question. Do you have night vision? Do you? Even entry-level night vision is better than no night vision at all. Check out opticsplanet.com if you want to get an education and maybe make a purchase. Visiting for the next half hour with my friend Command Sergeant Major Dan Page. We're talking about the status of the U.S. military and related matters. If you got a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Dan, I located that article on the Daily Mail. It's very disturbing. Here's a quote from a woman cadet, and she says, while we're increasing our inclusivity at West Point, we're not lowering the standards. How about that?
Well,
it's a fantasy. It's a fantasy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fantasy. Exactly right. It is. It's I have a friend down at Ranger School, Fort Benning. And the Ranger is the elite of the military, U.S. military, as far as infantry tactics go. It is a leadership school. It's not to train you to do anything. It's a leadership school. And you had your first female cadet graduate. She was just tabbed out, as we call it. And I can tell you from what I'm told down there by my friends, she did not meet the same standard. When they would go out, first off, John, women do not throw hand grenades in the military no more. Number two, they do not do map orientation any longer. They've done away with them because the women simply cannot. They can't even throw a hand grenade 34 feet, okay? And that weighs about half.
Well, the reason that's important, if you can't throw a 34 feet, you're going to hurt yourself with the blow up of the hand grenade.
Exactly. Right. And so, anyway, I talked to my friends down there, and now the SF guys, the Green Berets themselves, which you are, okay, they're compromising. They're doing the same thing in there to push this female agenda. And again, you have to understand the culture is attacking. If you remember the show we did last week, you have to attack the culture. And this is what this is all about. This is stage one, undermining the culture of a nation targeted for destruction. That's where we are.
Well, it's I'm not sure what good we can do talking about this, but people, here's what the average American civilian believes. If the woman can do it, then they should be able to do it. And the average American civilian believes that women are being held to the same standards as men, and the women who can't aren't allowed to participate. But that's not even close to reality, is it?
Oh no, it's not even on the field. If you get into just common sense, female wrestlers do not fight male wrestlers. Female boxers do not fight male boxers. And
actually,
female runners.
I need to correct you, because at the high school level, we now have. In fact, my youngest grandson is a wrestler, and he may be wrestling women, girls, the 12-year-old. And he may very well, there's no way a 12-year-old girl is going to wrestle my 12-year-old grandson and have any chance of success. But that, in fact, is what's happening.
Well, I can tell you what's going on in the police academies. When they have the male-female competition, they will take a strap and put around the chest of a male, strapping his arms down so that only the lower portion of his arms can move when they box with a female. And I have personal knowledge of they did that to a male. And he still knocked the female out with helmet on, and he was dismissed from the academy. Okay?
he was dismissed for doing what he was supposed to do?
Yeah, you should have been there to see this. I mean, this was the most ridiculous thing I ever seen in my life. Could I give out a couple of books that kind of lays this out for you?
Let's do that. Let's hear it, yeah.
Okay, the first book is a very old book, and you're the one who told me about this some years ago. It's called The Gulag Archipelago.
Right.
And that's by Alexander Solzhenitsyn back in 1973. Okay?
Right.
And he said back then that in order to defeat the United States, you would have to undermine the culture. That is, you would have to feminize the male and masculinize the female by getting her out of the house. And this in turn would demean her, because she knows she can't do it, but she's going to claim, "I have the right." That was a key word. Now, that was written back in 73. I have the right. And that's where we are.
And it has to begin at a very young age. Now, my oldest grandson is a full-ride scholarship. He's talking to NFL recruiters already to be a professional football player. Right. But in high school, in the state of Washington, any student, male or female, who wants to be on the football team will be on the football team, will be issued a football uniform, including females. And there was, I think, two or three on his football team that never, ever set foot on the field during a game. But they did have a uniform, and they did stand on the sideline politely applauding while the men were doing what men do on the football field. So I asked my grandson about this, and of course they learn to hold their tongue and not saying anything politically incorrect. And his only response to the female having a football uniform was, quote unquote, "She can't run." Well, of course she couldn't run. She was 75 pounds overweight and could barely walk. But you have to start young to indoctrinate young people so that when they become adults, they're already indoctrinated, right?
Absolutely correctly, and that's something that the Russians are master at. There's another book, if I can give it out, that kind of outlines this same process, if
sure.
I give it to you.
Please.
Okay, it's written by a Mr. R. Dean Cisco, C-H-R-I-S-C-O, R. Dean Cisco, and it's entitled, "Where Did My Country Go?"
All right.
and he talks about this very issue of demonizing the male and glorifying the female. Now, don't take anything wrong that I'm saying. I have nothing against women that are qualified to do whatever they want, okay? But I do believe in standards, and you do not play around with the national defense. And this is what this is. Our country is being undermined by a subversive group of political elected representatives, and they are disguising their treasonous activities under political rhetoric.
Political correctness. I'm going to call and hold it, Chris in the Valley. Good morning, Chris. I'm not hearing anything.
Good morning, Command Sergeant and John, of course. Thank you for taking my call. this morning, and I'm really listening very closely to what the command sergeant has to say, and I am paralleled with his view of what's happening, regrettably, to our military. I will hearken back to Mr. Bernays' book, Propaganda, which he cited earlier. On the last page, he says that if we can convince them it's for their benefit, our victory is their consent. And I think, John, you know in the law, if you don't object, you are deemed to consent.
Right.
This U.S.
Right.
versus wheel.
Right.
So I think we have to stop
implied consent. Right.
Nonsense.
Right.
We must stop consenting to nonsense and in ridiculousness, or we're going to destroy this country. It's very well on the way now. It's very clear that this is an agenda. This ISIS cult of female goddess worshippers, this insane group of psychopaths and psychopaths that want to destroy this country, with Bill Clinton, when he said, depends on what the meaning of is, he was giving a back look to his ISIS cult deviations that he and his wife embraced very closely with their Saul Alinsky sycophants. But with that, I will let the command sergeant take the rule, and thank you very, very much for having
Chris,
him on.
Thank you for the call. Any follow-up, Dan, on Chris's comments?
Yeah, he's absolutely correct, John. See, what there is, we talked about the three pillars of society. Now this is laid out in the communist dialect. Again, it's how to implement it. And you have to attack the three pillars of society to destroy a nation such as America. That is your faith in God, okay? And by that I mean Jesus Christ, okay? Your faith that you will be treated equally and fairly before the government and the family. And it's all under attack. And the political representatives that are masking their political agenda in that are guilty of treason or sedition at the very least. And any prosecutor in any county or state, see, each state, John, as I told you before, has a charge for treason and sedition and so forth. They can bring charges against these people, but this political system that we have, they will not do that because the parties come first. Now, it's too late for the 2020 election. But I believe if we start preparing now in the rural areas, see, you have to do this in the rural areas, John, from the bottom up, and start voting independent for the candidate. Don't vote for the party. You vote for the candidate. And I think we can change this thing around within the next generation.
Well, it needs to happen. Our next caller is Jill in Maryland. Good morning, Jill.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. You're on air.
Yeah. Yeah. This past Tuesday, I saw my first Hispanic female midshipman in Annapolis last Tuesday. I'm noticing that the brochures from the military branches that you typically see lying around in public places have females from the brown races on them these days. And I am also noticing that people who report on what's going on our borders, they use this term immigrant, and they use words to sway our thinking from the truth. These people coming over the borders are invaders. They are not immigrants.
Hello, Jill. We lost Jill?
Yep.
Well, she made some comments that needed some follow-up, and of course, we're at a 100. Jill, are you back? Okay. 100, more than 100,000 a month coming in, illegal aliens that are semi-literate or illiterate, have various communicable diseases, and of course they bring with them people who are not here for good reasons, members of cartels and probably terrorists as well. Dan, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay. Well, do you have any follow-up on Jill's comments?
Yes, I do. You know, John, I did several tours down in South America. But I want to go back to the Balkans when, now, I was not the liaison with the Russian commander, okay? That was my commander's responsibility, but the Russians don't have an equal to what my grade was there, so I was always tagging along. You know, wherever you see your battalion commander, you see the sergeant major, or wherever you see the company commander, you see the first sergeant. And he told us, because the Russians are very active in South America, And he said, we will overwhelm you with mass migration near the end. So that was a direct statement from that man. He said, that's what we're going to do. And this was over 20 years ago, and it is now happening. And
so,
contrary
to... Let me interrupt you. That means, and according to what you were told by this Russian 20 years ago, we are near the end, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are one burp away from phase four, which is an actual invasion. But that won't come until the American people have reached a point of no hope and no faith in their fellow American. So you have to be programmed to give up before you start. And you cannot go into war thinking you're going to lose. You cannot start a new job thinking you're going to fail. You must go into it thinking you're going to be successful. John, if I could take you back to your first parachute jump, which parachute jump do you think was the most scariest?
Well, it would have been the first one. That first one, as I was coming down, there was a aircraft on the landing strip going beneath me. And the only thing I was concerned about was that propeller, quite frankly.
Okay. Do you know which one of my parachute jumps was the most scariest? It was the second one because now I know how big a fool I was.
Well, they've changed the law as far as sport parachuting. You can no longer make a solo jump your first jump. You're prohibited by law from doing so. Most people these days will make their first jump with as a dual jump and never make a second one.
Right. Well, my point is, John, we can defeat this, but we have to get politically active, and we cannot allow them to shut us down from voicing our opinion. We have to get mobilized at the grassroots. We have to elect constitutional sheriffs and things like that and start making our opinions at the grassroots level come up. Now, this is going to take some time, but I believe that we can defeat this at the grassroots level in the rural areas of America. We're not going to do it in the big cities because they're gone. And
they're
it's
finished.
Not to say that...
The big cities are finished. And I've been advocating for years, Dan, that support and elect Constitution-believing sheriffs. There's about 3,300 counties in this country. Almost all of them have an elected sheriff. And the New World Order really doesn't like these elected constitutional-believing sheriffs, do they?
No, they don't. See, that's why I told you before, is that they're trying to erase the borders. First off, you have what they call the open border society. And in order to bring about this, you have to get rid of the county borders, state borders, and national borders. And they're coming up with these joint task force, joint drug force, task force this or task force that. That's what that is all about, is to eliminate the jurisdictions of the local sheriff.
That's right. That's right. It's a dangerous thing. And they have financial incentives for these sheriffs to participate, don't they?
Oh, yes, they do, through federal grants. See, what we're doing is we're taking all of the taxpayers' money, and we are financing our own death. We are putting the rope around our own neck through the socialization of America rather than what they are constitutionally obligated to do. We've completely reversed everything around.
Well, I know once I learned what was going on, these task forces actually take manpower away from the normal duties of the sheriff's department, don't they?
Yes, they do, because they get into these forfeiture situations, and I'm definitely opposed to that. It's the most diabolical, unconstitutional act there is when a policeman can come into your house and has nothing to do with a firearm, but your spouse or whoever has accused you of some wrongdoing, and they can seize every single weapon in your house, and it had nothing to do with it, absolutely nothing. And I've talked about the abuses that women can charge you with, and there's no probable cause, but if the officer doesn't do it, then he can be arrested for failure to enforce a law. So you have a conundrum there. He can arrest you without probable cause, but if he don't arrest you, he can be arrested. Now, what kind of stupidity is that?
Well, in American jurisprudence, the officers have typically a lot of discretion about what they may or may not do. We have a break. We'll be right back.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That's goldwealthfinancial.com. You may not know, I didn't know until recently, that you could have gold and silver in your IRA. It's a wonderful idea. Many IRAs are subject to problems such as inflation or, in the event of an invested IRA, fluctuations in the stock market. Few people realize there's a smaller alternative, a precious metals IRA. Contact Steve at GoldWealthFinancial.com. If you don't have internet access, give them a call at 480-440-7100. Be sure and ask for the Rookie Mistakes Guide. It's free. He'll mail it to you. If you don't have internet access, he'll drop it a copy in the mail to you. If you do have internet access, it's a free download at his website at GoldWealthFinancial.com. Great people, great service. Get in contact with my friend Steve Hunt. Thank you very much.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wood, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 30th of May. We're going on a cruise. You've got 4 weeks to make up your mind. Once that 4 weeks is gone, well, the opportunity is gone. Check out the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Dan, we're down to about the last 6 minutes here. We've covered a lot of territory. Something that was touched on briefly but not really expanded on was the possibility of reconstituting the draft, conscripting young Americans to be in the military. And I have no doubt whatsoever that if it would happen again, they will be drafting women against their will, won't they?
Oh, yes. Matter of fact, George Bush II, if you went to the post office, he came out with the first thing of the Selective Service Registration System in 2011. And if you open it up, I've got copies of it. It says, are you male or female? So that's right. Very true. Since we're down here, would you mind if I share something with your listeners regarding
Please.
How they are attacking the culture in the state of Missouri?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay. Under their hate speech section, it's called Peace Officer Profiling and Traffic Stops. Okay? Now, this is mandatory by all state and federal government that when a Caucasian officer stops somebody of opposite race or sex, that they fill out a racial profiling thing. This does not apply to females or people of color, but they are required by departments to do that. Now, here's what it says. It says, as used in this section, minority group means individuals of African, Hispanic, Native, or American, or Asian descent. Now, you notice Caucasians are out. In other words, if a black person or Asian or female stop the Caucasian, they are not mandated by law to do this racial profile. It only applies to Caucasians. Now, if you go back to the hate crime statute in the state of Missouri, and that's 557-035, 557-035, and I think I mentioned sometime in the next legislative session, as I understand it, they're going to add the LGBT lettuce community to the hate speech law. Okay?
Dan, this is written by people who don't know how the world works. I've spent a lot of time in the black community. You have. I was at a birthday party for a very well-known black media personality, and this would have been about 1978. And about half the guests were black professionals, lawyers, doctors, accountants, and so forth. And at the time, we had a local personality who had just become got a gold medal in the boxing in the Olympics, Leon Spinks. He had just got the gold medal, I think, about a year and a half, 2 years before. So I was inquiring with some of the African Americans there at this party. Why wasn't Leon invited? Here we got a local young man who's won a gold medal in the Olympics for boxing. And Dan, I heard as a response from the black people at this event some of the most vile, racist comments that you can imagine about this black boxer who'd won the gold medal. Point being, within the black community, there's racism that white people simply don't know exists at all, isn't there?
That's absolutely correct. And I got to tell you, I've served with African Americans and black Americans, and this is offensive to a lot of them. They hate this. But see, they are being sequestered by Reverend Jesse of Jackson and Al of Shakedown Sharpton. Nobody will give them any airtime. But see, this is what we call, John, fourth generation warfare. What that means is unconventional warfare or insurgency. You turn right into wrong, wrong into right, and those who are right, you shame them into being silent. We've got to come out of our shell, and we've got to get politically active to turn this thing around, because we've got our grandchildren and our children to take care of.
Absolutely, we do. We've got the bottom there. You need to scoot and get on with your day, I know, sir, and I want to thank you for being with us, and we'll talk privately soon.
Okay, you have a good day, John.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'm hoping to have Dan Page on as a regular guest here at Republic Broadcasting. His knowledge, his experience is phenomenal and unparalleled. And it's what we did with his appearance last week and the show the day before with my friend Jeff Nyquist. We're setting it up as a separate section on my website. It's not set up yet. My webmaster has some issues he's dealing with, and as soon as it is, it'll be there, because those two shows, that 2.5 hours last week, is phenomenal and can change a lot of lives and possibly save a lot of lives, quite frankly. Okay, let's see. We've got open lines here at Republic Broadcasting.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back. Thursday, the 30th of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. Now, smartphone compatible? That was a challenge. Not for me, but for my webmaster, Tim Spencer, it was a challenge. But it's smartphone compatible. And we've got some interesting things there. I mentioned earlier open source intelligence. Right next to that is the notice for the Royal Caribbean cruise we're taking in October. Now, October may sound like a ways off, but you need to be signed up and get your deposit in before the 4th of July. That's the cutoff date, and if you don't do it by then, well, it's not going to happen, is it? I have room for one more person for marketing. This is a paid part-time position to do marketing for me for speaking engagements in the United States and Europe and other places. Details there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Scrolling down from there, we have things that will educate you, help you, learn what's going on in this world, why things are going on, and so forth. I went through that earlier this week. I'm not going to go through those again right now. But one thing I will mention briefly is the Energy Planner. About half of all Americans have issues with sleep. If you want to sleep as good as you did as a child, like I do every night, get yourself an Energy Planner. Really, what are you waiting for? You have arthritis pain, get yourself an Energy Planner. $285, shipping included to American zip codes. All the details are there at my website, the patent application information. Steve Whitman's story, Steve's story is phenomenal. It needs to become a movie, quite frankly. Right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line to order the energy cleaner and mattress pads, 800-592-9543. If you don't have internet access and want information on the cruise, just give me a call. My phone number is 314-965-3007. We cover a lot of territory with Dan Page. He is a wealth of knowledge and information. He had dual careers in the Army and as a police officer with St. Louis County Police Department at the same time, and has been literally all over the world, what's happening to the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, is, and the Coast Guard, is by design. Death by a thousand cuts. It must be humiliating. There's no must be about it. Of course it's humiliating to go to a NATO conference and meet your peers from the other militaries, England, Germany, and so forth, and have them make fun of you, make fun of your army because of what we're doing to ourselves. You know, so what do you do? Hang your head in shame? Say that's the way it is. Say, you know, that's the way it, you know, I can't help it. I don't like it, but I can't help it. How do you respond? How do you respond? The mainstream media controls the dialogue. I was looking at all these smiling faces at West Point here earlier, and this article at the Daily Mail. I was having trouble finding it, so I just put in the Daily Mail in the search engine and was able to find the article. Very disappointing. Very, very disappointing what's going on there. Putting women in places where they're, if they end up in combat, they're going to end up getting hurt, having others get hurt as a consequence. That's not the way it should be. Western civilization, Western Christian civilization, is based on a lot of things. One of those is to protect women from harm. That's what men do in Western civilization, well, at least what they've traditionally done in Western civilization, is to protect women from harm, not intentionally put them in harm's way. We don't do that. We don't. None of these women can do what a man can do. None of them can physically do what a man can do. Without exception, none of these women can do physically what a man can do. This is wrong, wrong, wrong. Now, these 34 African-American females have taken the place of slots. There's a limited number of slots that should have been taken by men, regardless of their race. Asian men, African American men, Caucasian men. We need men leading men into combat. That's what we need. And that's not what's happening. Now, typically, now these women are mandated, they sign a contract to agree to stay in the military 5 years, stay in the Army for 5 years after the U.S. government has paid for their education. It's a great education, by the way, at West Point, especially if you want to be an engineer, something of that nature. Great education. I personally know a woman who graduated from there, and she was told the benefits. You will have a complete paid-for education if you agree to stay in the Army for 5 years, which she agreed to do. She's now a stay-at-home mom with a whole bunch of kids and quite happy with her life. And, you know, she's rightfully proud of what she accomplished. It's the academic standards are tough. I don't know if they've changed the academic standards or not. Chances are they have also. Why not, right? But we're... I go back to the Chinese expression, death by a thousand cuts. Death by a thousand cuts. Now, women's brains work differently than men's. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it is. There's nothing wrong with it. Not at all. That's right, and that's proper for female brains to work differently than men's brains. That's expected. That's normal. Well, I don't know what we can do to change it. President has a lot of authority. I don't know what his authority is over West Point and the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, the Air Force Academy. I believe the president's flying as we speak, flying to Colorado Springs to give the commencement address to the cadets at the Air Force Academy, which is, quite frankly, the Air Force Academy is the most politically correct of the three military academies. Of course, the Marines go to the Naval Academy. They don't have their own academy. So they are the most politically correct. They've done everything they can to marginalize, eliminate any reference to Christian beliefs and Christian doctrine, Christian thought in the Air Force Academy. And I think they've pretty much completely eliminated it. A very good friend of mine that I went to high school with, he went to the Air Force Academy back in the 1960s, and he it was a career for him, that he had a good career and a successful career in the Air Force, and has had a good life after that. And we should be proud of our military academy graduates. It's a shame what we've come to. Lowering standards, changing standards, eliminating standards to accommodate women who have no business being there, which is what's taking place right now at the all three academies. That compromises our national security. The place for cultural experimentation is where it can do no harm, where you have volunteers volunteering to participate, that the outcome can harm nobody. That's the place for social experimentation, not with our U.S. national defense. I thought at the beginning of these wars in the Middle East that would be the end of females being integrated into the Corps, that when the body bags started coming home, the coffins with American women in them, that there would be a rising swell of sentiment to bring that to an end. I was wrong. The coffins came back with our young American women dead in those coffins, and nothing changed. The air transports came back with American women that missing arms and missing legs as a consequence of being in combat, and nothing changed. I was shocked. I was disappointed. But that's the way it is. Now I've seen photographs of some of these women survivors, missing arms and missing legs, all smiling and happy and together, sharing their experience and so forth. That they survived combat, and they came home missing an arm, missing a leg, missing other parts of their bodies. That's wrong. For us to intentionally put women in harm's way, now inadvertently, we lost some women in Vietnam. I don't remember how many. Nurses who ended up dying as a consequence of probably mortar attacks and rocket attacks, that kind of thing, maybe a sniper. It did happen on one hand. On the other, the Army did everything they could to keep these women safe. Everything they could to keep these women safe and to keep them from harm. It still happened. Things happen in war. When Corregidor was finally surrendered, General Wainwright was in charge. He wrote a book about it. He would not, if it had not been for the, he had about 300 or 400 nurses there, female nurses. He was so concerned about the safety of these women that he surrendered. He was not going to surrender, Corregidor. He would have held out until he had no choice but to surrender or relief got there, reinforcements got there by a parachute or by ship at Corregidor. He was not going to surrender. The concern at the time, they had these massive tunnels where Our people were sheltered, including nurses and the patients that the nurses were taking care of. They were concerned the Japanese would get inside these tunnels and cause basically massive casualties, including the female nurses. That's why they surrendered. They had the ability to hold out. They had food, they had water, they had ammunition, they had defendable points. But that was why General Wainwright surrendered. And it was the right thing to do. It was an unfortunate thing, but it was the right thing to do, was to protect the women. Now, the women taken captive by the Japanese were treated humanely. As far as I know, they were treated humanely. Now, the men, they went on a forced march where many American men and other Filipino soldiers died on the Bataan Death March. The Japanese did not do that to the female captives. And if there was any mistreatment of the American nurses that were female nurses captured by the Japanese at Corregidor, I'm simply not aware of it. I think they were treated humanely. I believe they were. If I'm wrong, I'll stand corrected at some later time. Japanese themselves have commented about how educated, cultured Japanese men, literate men who engaged in writing poetry and artwork, could become some of the most barbaric, tough soldiers ever to put on a uniform. And they can, and they do. They would die rather than surrender. That was the Japanese culture back then. But getting back to our situation, I no longer encourage anybody to join the U.S. military. I simply don't. They'll be exposed to vaccinations with mercury and other bad substances in them. The vaccinations themselves are bad. They'll be possibly put under United Nations leadership. That's bad. Possibly go into combat with female leadership. That's bad. I used to make fun of the weapons they carried, the M16. That's being changed out finally. It took half a century to correct that mistake, the 22 caliber rifle. It's been issued since 1968. They finally took care of that, half a century of a bad rifle. And I truly hope that we do not have conscription. I pray we don't. Drafting American women into the military, into the Army, that's wrong. That's wrong, wrong, wrong. If it happens, I don't even know how to comment on that. I really don't. It goes so against everything, all American values that I'm aware of, all American values that I grew up with, our tradition, our culture, to forcibly put American young women into combat with a helmet and a rifle. That's so terribly wrong. And that's what's being proposed, and that's what, in fact, will happen if they bring back conscription. It will. And there'll be local draft boards. Local draft boards never went away, by the way. They still exist. They don't do anything. They may meet once a year just to say howdy and have lunch or something, but that we still have draft boards ready to be put into service on very short notice, probably 24 hours, they could be put on service and begin drafting young men and, unfortunately, young women. What has this country come to? What has this country come to when we have policies that, on the face of it, are wrong, to have conscription that includes American women? That needs to change. That needs to change immediately. I don't know who has authority to do that, the House Armed Services Committee, the Senate Armed Services Committee. I'm not sure. The President, can he do that by executive order? I don't know. If he did, I have that authority. I would hope he would do so. He probably doesn't. There's lots to this. Now, you and I aren't going to change it. The best thing we can do is vote at the local level for a constitution-believing sheriff. We can make preparations for a safe haven for our family. We can make sure that if conscription begins, that our young women are not conscripted, whatever it takes. And I'm serious. Whatever it takes to make sure that American females are not drafted into the U.S. Army. And by the way, if it's bad enough, they'll be drafted into the Marine Corps also. I saw that happen personally when I was going to the Army, going through the induction center. I was a volunteer. They were inducting men into the Marine Corps. Here's our last break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That website's goldwealthfinancial.com. You may not know it, but Gold Wealth Financial is also a broker for precious metals. Yes, he buys and sells precious metals. That would be gold and silver bullion, bars and rounds, and gold coins and silver coins. If you have gold coins and silver coins and bullion and rounds you want to sell, give him a call. He'd be glad to talk to you, arrange a fair price, and get cash in your pocket. His website's goldwealthfinancial.com. His telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say it again, 480-440-7100. Great people, great service. You'll be very glad that you contact them. Thank you very much. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 30th of May. Lots of things going on with our country, obviously. All politics is local. This is serious. You need to make sure that if you have an elected sheriff in your county, some sheriffs are appointed, they have marginal authority these days, the appointed sheriffs. But if you have an elected sheriff in your county, most of you do, get to meet your sheriff. The sheriff likes to meet his people. You're his constituent. And meet the sheriff. Talk to your sheriff. Find out what the sheriff thinks about the Constitution of the United States, the sheriff's feelings about the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, all the amendments to the Constitution as far as that goes. Second Amendment in particular, of course. First Amendment as well. And determine to your own satisfaction that your sheriff supports and defends the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. If your sheriff does not, hopefully that won't be the case. Or if your sheriff is about to retire, make sure that you've determined which candidate there's going to be two or more. Well, there may not be two or more, but make sure that the candidate who's running, that you find a candidate who, in fact, has expressed public support for the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Now, it's hard to tell. You can't tell what's in a man's heart, what he really believes privately. All you can do is find out what his public sentiments are. That's a good start. That's a good start. Most men and women who are anti-gun will hedge on the Second Amendment and have a however when it comes to certain firearms and so forth. They'll usually give themselves away. If they're a Democrat, that's a good sign that they're anti-gun. They may personally express their pro-gun, say, oh, I own guns. I'm a Democrat and I own guns. Well, every new elected official in the Democratic Party, even at the lowest level, adds strength to the National Democratic Party, who wants to take away your guns, kill your babies, and open up the borders to illegal aliens. That's the way it works. That's the way the party system works. Anything that gives strength to the Democrats at the local level gives strength to the Democrats at the national level. That's a truism. That's a true statement. It can't be contradicted. You can attempt to, but I know how this works. I ran for U.S. Congress myself. I know how this works. In my county, Crawford County, Missouri, we do not have a single office holder who's a Democrat. Not one. There was a woman who attempted to run for state rep, a Democrat, and she asked to speak at the American Legion Hall, where I'm the commander, and I said, I invite her. She said, sure, come on down and speak. She spoke on movie night, actually. And as soon as she mentioned that she believes in abortion, I knew that her candidacy was a big zero and would not go anywhere in Crawford County, Missouri. That was the end of that. That's it for today. Get your medical supplies, your energy, plenty of essential oils. Now what? And your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever good. So please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.